Ella, the case is kagoyim shenichnas b'shay the teva migdol. Talking about the person went into the basic kvaris, locked up in a box. So where he is right now, there's no tumi. Didn't do an aveiro of coming into the basic kvaris. Olvoch aveiro porim yolov maziva. And his friend comes right now and takes off the top of the box, takes off the maziva, the roof like. And now Mamela, the tumi goes in, and now he becomes tumi. So the shayler is now, he was a nazir from before. And now this happens to him, he comes into the Beis HaKvaris in a box, which right now, since it's covered on all four sides, it's a chatzitza, he's not mekabel tumah. Now, when he's in the Beis HaKvaris already, somebody takes off the maziva, somebody takes off the roof, the cover. So now he becomes tumah. So Shiloh is now, when does he get malchus? Ki gemirin shia the Beis HaMikdash. It's such a lot, if you go into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tumah and you become tumah there, so there we say, don't get malchus unless you stay there. You have to wait there a while. No, they tell you, as soon as you become tamei, leave. And if the guy leaves right away, he's not doing anything wrong. But shia means you don't listen, you don't leave, but you stay there. That's when you're over the lav. So maybe it's only the tumah of the Beis HaMikdash is that way. Avol avroi, but over here by a nozir, where he's out of the Beis HaMikdash, he's in the Beis HaKvaris, like, maybe here you don't need shia. Right away you're over Malkus, right away you're over the lav. I do Maloshina, maybe no, there's no difference. You're not over this lav of a Nazir. Again, the Nazir was Makaba Naziris a week ago. And he flew into the Beis HaKvaris through a Sheda Teva Migdal, a tower or a box that was covering him all around. So he wasn't Tomei yet. And now somebody pulled off the Mechitza that now he becomes Tomei. So the question is, does he get Malkus right away? Or is it only Shia, only if he waits there a while? By waiting there a while, by not going out, the fact he's waiting there a while, for that he gets Malkus. That the Gemara says take, the Gemara's Masupik doesn't answer. Boyi Ravashi, Ravashi has a new shout like this. Boyi Ravashi, Nozir Vu Beis HaKvaris. If you have a Nozir, and he's in the Beis HaKvaris, or he's Mekabel Tumah, he's Mekabel Naziris, in the Beis HaKvaris. So, Toyin Giluach Oiloi. Does he have to take a haircut now when he comes out and becomes Tor before he starts his new Naziris and Naziris of Tyra? Does he have to take a haircut first or not? Ki boy tegalachas, where is there a locha that a Nazir has to take a haircut? Tor shenitma, only where first you were Tor, a regular Nazir, he was Mekabel Naziris upon himself, and then he became Tomei. So then the locha is when you become Tomei, the first days fall away. And when you become Tor, you have to first take a haircut and bring the Kabbonis of Tumah, and then you start over again a new count of 30 days. That's only because at one time you were at least Tor when you were Nazir. And then you have to take a haircut. To call Metamal and Nazirusa, because he first became Tomei when he was already a Nazir. Avol Tomei, Shenozar Loi, but maybe a person that was Tomei. And when he was Tomei, he was Mekabel Naziris, so he never started yet having Naziris to Tyra. Maybe Lai, maybe him, even though we learned before, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the Naziris is Chal right now. That means he can't drink wine, he can't touch Mesim, he can't take a haircut. But our koponim, he doesn't have the loch of a Nazir Tomei. That, like so we had in the Mishnah, he doesn't have to bring Kabbonis. Maybe he was, he doesn't have to take a haircut either. Because when he becomes Tor, that's all. From that day onwards, he starts counting his new 30 days, but he does not have to take a haircut. That's the question. Maybe there's no difference. Lamaisa, he's a Nazir, and he's Tomei, and so just like a regular Nazir, when he started out when he was Tahor, if he becomes Tomei later, the Lachar is when he becomes Tahor, he has to first take a haircut, and then start over again. Maybe here also. So that's the Shaila. So Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. We had, Misha Nazir. The Mishnah says, if somebody was Mekabel Naziris, V'hu Beis HaKvaris, and he was in the cemetery in the Beis HaKvaris, so afilu ho yisham shloishim yoyim, even if the person stayed there in the Beis HaKvaris for 30 days, ein o'olo min aminyan. These 30 days that he's in the Beis HaKvaris does not help him at all. Scorn it. Even though the Naziris takas chal, but you don't start counting your 30 days till you first become Tor. But it says a chiddush in the Mishnah, v'ein may be korban tumah, but you do not have to bring a korban tumah. a regular nazir that was tor and then he became tomei has to bring a korban tumah when he becomes tor. But here, since he started out the tomei in the basic chorus, he doesn't have to bring a korban tumah. So the diik is korban tumah who do loy maisi. Mashma only doesn't have to bring a korban for his tumah. Al v'gilu chay boy, but mashma hekot he does have to take. So you see from here, even though he started out to be a nazir when he was tomei, still, when he becomes tall, before he starts counting his 30 days, he has to take a haircut. Somewhere says, maybe no. My time coming. Mishnah saying like this. Mishnah saying a reason. The Torah says, my time coming. My time ain't maybe korban tumah. Why does the Mishnah say, what's the reason of the Mishnah? How come this person that was mekabel nazirus when he was first tamei, how come he doesn't have to bring a korban tumah when he becomes tall? Mishum de leboy geluchay, could be it's totally zebezer. The Mishnah also agrees that he does not have to take a haircut. And it's totally, one is totally with the other one. That Tosis says, in the middle. My time come, akloima, kivon de tenan, and maybe, since it says he does not have to bring a korbin, memele yadina, from this we understand, the ain't on the galeach, that he would not have to take a haircut. To obo, tali is totally one and the other. The psukim kreivim zelazer, the two psukim in the Torah are near one another. So therefore, when we say you have to bring a korban tumah, that's when we say you have to take a haircut. For such a nazir that first started out when he was tamei, since he does not have to bring a korban tumah, who adin he does not have to bring a haircut. He does not have to take a haircut. So for the Mishnah, there's no kasha. No proof. So we still have this topic. What's the halacha? Person that was mekabel nazirus when he was first tamei, does he have to take a haircut when he becomes tor? Toshma, come and bring another proof. We have before we learned, it says, Ein Bein Tomei Shenozer. There's no difference between a person that was first tamei and accepted upon himself to be a nozer. Le nozer tor shenitma. Where a person that first became a nozer when he was tor, and then first lady became tamei. These two people are now tamei. What's the difference between them? The only difference there is if a person first accepted Naziris when he was Tomei, so true, Naziris is Chal, but he doesn't start counting his 30 days until he first becomes Tahor. On the seventh day, when he becomes Tahor, that day could be the first day for his Naziris. That's the first count of his Shloshim Yom. But the Nazir Tahor Shenitma, we have a Nazir that started out when he was Tahor, and then he became Tomei. By him the locher is Ein Shvi Shaloi Oilem in Aminyan. He has to wait, like even if he counted 20 days, those 20 days fall away. He has to now wait 7 days till he becomes Tor. When he becomes Tor, though, the 7th day he cannot start counting his new Naziris yet. Shvi Shaloi Ein Oilem in Aminyan. It does not help. No, forget.
What does it say?
But now the Tosh Nidra, ain't Shvish Lelum on the Minyan, right? That if you were first Tor, and then you became Tomei, the seventh day does not help. We'll see later in the Gemara why not exercise. We'll see Pshah in the Pasuk. But I call upon you, if you start out to be Tor, and then you became Tomei, so your seventh day, that's the day you become Torah, true? But since you have to bring Kabbonis of Tyra, of Tumah, the Kabbonis you first bring on the eighth day. Therefore, after you bring your Kabbonis, that's when you can first start counting your Naziris Tatira. This is the only difference. So my love, isn't it? Holotekalachas, Zev is Zeshoven. The Mashma, both of them do need a haircut. Because that we know clearly, if somebody was first Tahor, and then he became Tomei, when he finishes his Tumah, he has to take a haircut. He has to take a haircut that day, and bring Kabbonis. So if they say they both have the same halachas, only for Shvi Shaloi, here be Mashma, even you started out the Tumah, also you would have to take a haircut when you become Torah. Samara says, Loi, maybe that's not the Pshat here. Loi, Holo Malkus Zev is Eshoven. Maybe it only means, for Malkus, they're both equal. That's all it means. In other words, they both have the Isser and Naziris is Chal upon them. If they take a haircut, or else they drink wine and touch a mace, for that they get Malkus. But Avo Tekalachas Mai. But Nagar to the mitzvah of taking a haircut, you want to tell me, Zev Megaleich. If he was first Tor, and then he became Tomei, now after 7 days, on the eighth day, when he becomes Tor again, he has to take a haircut. But But this one that started out the tumma, you want to tell me he does not have to take a haircut now? For the Gemara is so, listenayo. Why don't we learn that then? That's also a difference. Sakama doesn't say this to be part of the differences. So Gemara answers, Tana, it's not like this. Shvi shaloi v'chomili enechnami. That's what it says the seventh day and everything also. Like Taisa says, Tana, shvi shaloi v'chomili. V'chivon de Tana shvi shaloi. Oilaloi min aminyin. Since it says that if you first started to be a nazir when you're tummy, now when you wait 7 days and you become tor, the seventh day itself, you could start your naziris. Since it says that the seventh day is oilaloi min aminyin, haino mishum, what's the reason? Shein mevi korban. Because you do not have to bring a korban the next day. That's why today, the seventh day, you can start counting your new naziris. So that's the reasoning on the Mele Yadina. From here also we understand the Eina Megaleach, that you do not have to take a haircut. Kivan, the Eina made a carbon. And we had before, these two things are totally Zev is there. Whoever has to bring a carbon tumor has to take a haircut. See, if you were first Tahor, and then you became Tomei, so 7 days later when you become Tor, then the eighth day you bring a haircut, you take a haircut, and you bring Kabonis. It's totally Zev is there. But since it says here, if you start out to be Tomei, so the seventh day starts your new Naziris, is the Pshat, you don't have to bring a Korban. If you don't have to bring a Korban, who are then? You don't have to take a haircut. So far we have no proof. Tashma, come and I'll bring you another proof. It says, Alocha, Ein liyele yimei tumasoi, sheinelo lemin aminyin. If Nazir that's Tomei, touched the mace, he's Tomei, so we know those days that his tummy does not help for his count of Naziris. And so he says, Pirish, Kishenitna b'meis, Hare yimona b'tai rakam yomim, the person already counts, let's say, 10, 15 days, and now he becomes tummy, so all the first days fall away. See, and later when you become Torah, you have to start over again. So in lay only know this halacha, el yimei tumasai, shenolim in aminyin. What about Yimei Chalutoi Minayin? What about a person becomes a Mitzayra? Chaluta means it's Cholut that he's Vadi a Mitzayra. So this Kapaska now, he has Tumas Mitzayra on him. He was a Nazir first, and then he got Mitzayras and became a Mitzayra. He has Tumas Mitzayra on him. So while he's a Mitzayra, those days that he has Tumas Mitzayra doesn't help for his count of Naziris. Those days are not Oila. Those days don't help. So how do we know this? Yimei Chalutim Minayin, how do we know these days also are not included? Like you can't use these for part of your 30 days. So for Marfor it says Vidinu, I'll tell you it's a Svara. The Svara is like this, like a Kabachayma. Or Ma Yimei Tumasai. Madach when a person mamish touched the mace. But the Lacher is after you become Tor, Megaleachu Mevi Korban. You have to first take a haircut and then bring a Korban. Af Yimei Chalutai. The same thing if a person's a Mitzairah, when you get your Tyra, is Megaleich, you have to first take a haircut, or maybe Korban, you have to bring a Korban. For your Mitzaras, you have to bring a Korban. So if so, it's a Svara. Or Ma Yimei Tumasi Ein Oilam Min Aminyin, just like Kozuman, you have the Tumas Mesa on you, those days do not go for the Naziris. The first days fall away, and these days don't help. You have to first start your count over again after you become Tor. So I tell you, after you make Chalutai, Ein Oilam Min Aminyin, the same thing, when you have Tumas Mitzvah on you, even though Mitzvah is not Deicha, does not push away the first days. Now let's say first you counted 15 days you were Torah. So you have now 15 days of Naziris. Then you became a Mitzvah. The Lacharis calls them and you have the Tumas Mitzvah. These next days don't help. But the first 15 days you don't lose out. But our core point, we want to say it's a Svar now, that these, let's say, next 10 or 15 days, that you have the Tumas Mitzvah on you, these days don't help you in Naziris. After you finish them, later you'll have to continue, you're in the first Naziris. So, after you make Chalutai, then Lamin Aminyin. So that's a Kavuchem, that's a Svar. So Mora says, no, maybe no, in Svar alone I should not know this. I tell you, lo, maybe no. Lo yim amarta bi yimei tumasoi, shkein mevato bem es akoidmin. Maybe when you're Tumas Mitzvah, it's worse. If you touch your mace and you're in the middle of your Naziris, it's soiser what you first counted. Those first days fall away now. You have to start over again. Lefikach, therefore, the svar is, and a little min a minion, that these days now, while you're tamei, of course, doesn't help you in the zeros. Like if the tumah throws away the first days, for sure these days can't help you. But tayama bimei chalutai, but let's say a nazir that didn't touch your mace, he has no tumas mace on him. He only has tumah of a mitzaras. He has mitzarah now. His mitzaras he has on him. She'einai nevatas akoidmin, like we just said. If you first counted 15 days of the Nazirah's Tyra, and then you became a Mitzairah, so only these days now don't help for you, but the first days you still have. And later when you become Torah, you just need another 15 days. So maybe Lefika Cholem in a minion. If you want to learn it out from Tum, you can't learn it out from Tumah. So therefore maybe even while you're a Mitzairah, maybe these days also help for your Nazirah's. Maybe. Like how do we know not? Or Matan, and this I'll answer you like this. If a nozir means was first makabel as naziris, when he was in the Beis HaKfaris, he first accepted upon himself the naziris, when he was tamei. His hair is fit to have a haircut on it. Still we say those first days when you're tamei, your naziris doesn't stop really until first you become tor, but if you're first makabel naziris when you were tamei. So the locker is those days don't help. Is Yimei Chalutai, the days that you're a Mitzairah, Shein Roin L'Tegalachas, those days you can't take a haircut. Is like Kol Shein, Shein Ola Min Aminyan, isn't it for sure that these days should not be Ola for the minion of Nazirus? So Tosis says like this, Not next to his Tosis, Nozir Bekeve Shasar Roin L'Tegalachas, V'domin L'Nozir, is like a Nozir now, and no lemin a minyan yemei chalutai shein sarei roth glachas lakach adam l'nozir. Yeah. So now, what does it mean it's not roi to take a haircut? So Mora says, my love doesn't mean to say tegalachas tuma, that you're not roi to take a haircut. You have no chiv to take a haircut. That's tuma. So Tosis of the Hokikama, Oman nozir bekever. If a nozir was mekabel nazirus when he was tamei. Shesara rola tegalachas. What does that mean? To say a sha'olav oimed leskalech. To hear that he has on his head is oimed to take a haircut. Lechi yashlem nazirus, the tyra. When he finishes the nazirus of tyra, he has to take a haircut. Sherei ena magalech b'shvi. Because he does not have to take a haircut on the seventh day. And still we say ena oilin, these days don't help for the nazirus. If so, you may chalutai. The days when you're a mitzairah. Shein sarei oimed leskalech. Your hair does not have to be cut off. Le nizirus tyra. Sherei zokle galeach lekashias rapim mitzaratoi. Because now, lemaisa, when you're mitzairah, when you become tor from the mitzairah, the mitzvah of mitzairah is to cut off your hair. So, lemaisa, the hair you have on you right now is not going to be around that later when you take a haircut from mitzairah, from nizirus, is going to be here anymore. Now, it's like this. Let's sing more again. For man nosi bekever, a nosi that was first mekabel nazirus when he's in the basic forest. It says the sarah rolas leskalech that his hair, the only time he's going to have to shave it off now is when lady finishes the nazirus, like a regular nosi shave takes off. Again, that when you mekabel nazirus when you're tamei, so the days that you're in the Beis HaKfaris, these days don't help to start counting nazirus. But at kol ponim, you don't have to take a haircut. So the hair you have on you will be here later when you're finishing nazirus of Tyra. The mitzvah the galeach will be upon the hair you have right now. Still, we say these days that you're tamei now don't help for your nazirus. You have to wait till you become tor, and then you start old. Then you start counting your 30 days. So you may chalutai if a nozer that became a mitzairah, shein roi l'tegalachas, that the hair he has on right now while he's a mitzairah won't be here later after 30 days of his nazirus. You know why? Because the mitzairah has a mitzvah to cut off his hair. So after dini mitzairah, when he becomes tor, he has to cut off his hair. So the hair that he has on his head right now will not be here later when he cuts his hair for the mitzvah of Nazirus. Because he has to first cut this hair off when it becomes tor for his mitzvah. And then he'll start counting 30 days for Nazirus. So if it comes out, the hair he's wearing now is not going to be around for the mitzvah of Nazirus. So lekol shchein shenelu lemin aminyan. For sure, then now when you're mitzvah, these days should not help for the nazirus. That's the svar. So my love doesn't mean to say take a lachas tuma. Doesn't mean to say that you don't have to take haircut for tuma. So you see clearly a nazir that was makabel upon himself to be a nazir. To be a nazir when he was tamei. My love means that he has to take a haircut right now. It means as tumas naziris is this nazir, even though he was makabel when he was tamei, he has to take a haircut. So Chorisi does have to take a haircut. Gemara says, "Loi, that's not the pshat here. Havadi doesn't have to take a haircut when he's tamei, but it means the galachas tyra." Just means to say, like we just said, again, that this nazir, he accepted nazirus when he was in the Beis HaKvaris. So when he gets tohor, could be he doesn't have to take a haircut. What does it mean this hair will be around? I mean, it'll be around later when he finishes his nazirus of tyra, after the 30 days, the hair will still be here. So take a haircut then, that will be the Shem Mitzvah Tegalachas. So that's the Kabbal Chaim alike. Madach, now that your hair is roi to be fit for a mitzvah of Tegalachas of nazirus, these days don't help. So if you're Mitzvah, and the days that you're Mitzvah, that hair you have then won't be around later when you become an Aznazitar, so those days for sure should not help. So what's the Zachinami Mitzvah? What is the Svarlat Yisrael?